Okay. One of the other things I want to talk about is the SAT. And that's like a big deal for a lot of us. And I just like to say that the 2400 is not as important as you think it is. And I have proof in my own school, as I'm going to use my own school as an example, because we're kind of a very academic, very, very driven culture in the Bay Area. I always like to say that in my school, what college you get rejected from is more gossip-worthy than who you're dating. It's kind of like everyone's like, did you hear that guy got rejected from Harvard? You know, it's kind of that culture. And so in my school, our valedictorian, who is going to Harvard, did not get a perfect score. He got like a 23-something, I know. And I did not get a perfect score. I got 23.80, which is close, but not perfect. And the girl who's going to MIT did not get a perfect score. She got like a 22-something. The two girls going to Stanford did not get a perfect score. The kids who got a perfect score are all going to UCs. I don't know why. It's just a weird phenomenon. The kids who got perfect scores, the number two, number three, they all are going to UC Berkeley or UCLA or UC Irvine. And not one of them is going to a private school. And I'm not sure what that means. I can't really extrapolate and say it was because of their SAT score. That's not what I'm insinuating. But it's to show that just because you have a perfect score does not mean you're guaranteed anything. In fact, when you look at an SAT, and if I had a computer, I would show you on the College Board how they break it down. The difference between a 2380 and a 2280 is one or two questions. Like, two questions on math and one question on reading will drop you 100 points just because of the curves. And so colleges know that, and colleges take that into account when they're looking at a score. And really, what the SAT is kind of like a threshold. If you get anything above a 2200, they know that you've answered almost all the questions right, minus like one or two. And so a 22, they will never look at two people and say, well, this person got a 2280, this person got a 2350, we're going to take this person. Because the difference is not significant. It's one question, essentially. And so the perfect score that everybody strives for is not necessarily important. And I'm talking to you, Wesley, because I know you've been taking SAT scores, like you've been posting them. And I swear to you, your 22, whatever it is right now, is perfectly fine. It will get you into most places that you want to go. I'm serious. I'm pointing you out because I know. But if you want to get like a, if you really want the like satisfaction of like a 2380 or 2400, go for it. But most people can get by. If you can get to MIT with a 2280, you know, it's possible. And there's all a bunch of other factors out there that affected why they got in, which I'll go into more as this thing goes on. But the big factor is that SAT does not matter as much as you think. It is important, for sure it's important, but because of SAT prep classes and because of the way that the test has changed over time, SAT doesn't really measure what the colleges want it to measure. It kind of just measures how much money you have and you're willing to spend on SAT prep classes, because that's really what makes the difference. And if anyone has a question, does anyone know about the ACT or is thinking about taking the ACT? Okay, I'll go over ACT. ACT is a separate test that most people tend to ignore for good reason. You might hear about it, you might feel like, what is this ACT? Should I take it? And my general advice is, it doesn't matter if you do. 90% of the students who go to UCs and Ivy Leagues submit SAT scores, and 30% of kids at Princeton, this is the only statistic I know, submitted ACT scores, who got admitted. So basically, it doesn't. They want ACT or SAT, and most kids take the SAT because it's just the more standardized test. It's the one with the most backing. SAT2s, which are another part of the college application. When you submit your college app, you'll have various sections. I'm kind of going through them. The first section is just about you, your demographics, where you live. The second section, you enter in all your test scores, and then you have to submit them afterward. So they give you the SAT, the ACT, if you want it. And then SAT2s. And the SAT2s are really, really not important. I want to emphasize that. Because you might feel that way, they are. But for 5 or 6 years now, they've been debating whether to completely get rid of them at all. A lot of colleges. They said that 3 years ago when I was taking it. They keep saying, like, well, we're going to get rid of them in a year. And that just shows how little they mean right now, because colleges are thinking, it doesn't really matter. The only time SAT2s matter is if you're planning to go into a math or a science college, an engineering-related degree, for instance, because often colleges will require, for their math and science majors, their bachelors of sciences, to submit a math 2 and a science SAT 2. That's the only time it matters. If you're going to any humanities degree, just pick 3 tests, pick your 3 highest scores and send them. It really doesn't matter. So that's just my perspective on it. I don't know if it makes, I've never heard anyone say my SAT 2s got me into Harvard. Never heard that before. Only because you can choose them, because you can pick the ones you like. And now with the SAT, you can also pick your highest scores, which I think is really not fair, but they have something called score choice for the SAT, which means you can take it multiple times, and then you can choose the highest score from different dates to make a composite score to send to colleges. And this is both UCs and Ivy Leagues and everything in between. Some colleges make you send all your scores, for instance, Columbia. Surprisingly enough, Harvard and Princeton will take your composite score as your full score. So this is also another indication of why SAT doesn't really matter, because people like Harvard and Princeton are saying, like, yeah, you can submit your 2400, even if you didn't get it all in one sitting, you know? You might have gotten, like, an 800 on one day, an 800 in writing on another day, an 800 on that day, and you just compile it, and they'll say, okay, that's your SAT score. They'll take it as it is. So this, it's kind of an indication that SAT is kind of low on the priority scale. What's more important is your activities that you do in high school and your essay. And I'm going to get to the essay really soon. Again, reiterate, I'm not an expert. I'm just saying what I feel I've learned throughout the college application process.